And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The search for a missing 2- and 3-year-old from Tulsa appears to be over. First responders found a second body in Bird Creek late yesterday around 46th Street North. Tulsa Police Lieutenant Richard Muhlenberg says, like with the body found Tuesday in the Verdigris River, they are awaiting identification from the medical examiner's office, but it seems unlikely the children are not Miracle and Tony Crook.
The body that was found was wearing clothing that's similar to the clothing we're expecting to find for one of the missing children. We do know it's a young male.
Miracle and Tony went missing from the Shoreline Apartments in East Tulsa Friday morning. They were seen on security camera footage walking hand in hand toward Mingo Creek and never reappearing. Their non-custodial mother, Denisha Willis, was arrested on charges of child neglect and assaulting an officer. Oklahoma's highest court rules the Secretary of State must accept petitions to get a question that seeks to reduce the state's incarceration rate on the November ballot. The state Supreme Court ruling dismisses Secretary of State Mike Rogers' concerns that accepting the petitions would risk spreading the coronavirus. The court gave Rogers 10 days to begin vetting the 260,000 signatures collected by Yes on 805. State question 805 would prohibit the use of prior felony convictions to enhance sentences for nonviolent crimes. Things are looking up for a planned pedestrian bridge that will span the Arkansas River at Zinc Dam. The maximum budget for it is a little more than $27 million, but original estimates put the cost as high as $35 million. The Gathering Place oversees the project on behalf of the city, and director and trustee Jeff Stava says the financials have improved.
Right now, we're starting to see some relaxing in pricing, just with the way the industry and the markets are reacting, and so right now, when you take the contingency out, we are actually a little bit below budget. So we're in a pretty good spot.
The contingency is $3 to $4 million. Stava is hopeful construction can start in October. Our weather forecast: chances for showers and a thunderstorm increase throughout the day. We'll have a high of 76 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, and we warm up to 80 degrees, 80s throughout the weekend. Right now, cloudy and 62. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.